listening to Serial, Adnan Syed's case can be pretty daunting. But something that was already really confusing to me was why, not only in Adnan's case, but in most every murder case that goes to trial, the court puts so much emphasis on eyewitness testimony. Now wait just a moment, you might be saying. There is nothing more reliable than the human memory, especially an eyewitness. Well, actually, that's where you're wrong. Elizabeth Phelps, a pathologist at New York University, had this to say on the rate of false convictions due to false eyewitness testimony. This is a serious issue with major implications for our justice system. Now, you may think that this doesn't apply to Adnan's case, but again, you would be wrong. During his case, Adnan's lack of an alibi heavily played against him, but this might actually work in his favor if you were to look at it differently. It's been shown that we remember things much better if a big event happened that same day, like winning a soccer game, or having a birthday, or perhaps killing your ex-girlfriend. So if you think about it, Adnan's lack of memory may show that he is actually innocent. Another place this could apply is with Jay. Listening to some of the things the police conducting his interrogation were saying to him, it's pretty clear that they were planting or suggesting things that Jay might not have actually remembered. This may be another reason that Jay's story kept changing, and a reason why not only is he lying, but the police are manipulating him to lie. To show you just how easy it is to manipulate someone's memory, I did it to two of my friends, Cooper Banghart and Caden Beach. I focused on manipulating memories that I wouldn't have to conjure out of thin air, but rather a big event in which the details were pretty fuzzy. For Caden, the 3v3 soccer tournament, which Caden, my brother Sawyer, and I won when we were 6 years old. I'm here with Caden Beach. A couple of weeks ago, I tried to suggest an event to Caden. Caden, would you tell us how that went down?
Well, when I first was thinking about it, I couldn't remember the event. But now that I think about it, we were talking about the event of when we were about, I want to say about five. We were at a 3v3 tournament, and we won, and it was just such a funny time now looking back on it of what we did and how we actually surprisingly won.
Yeah, there were a lot of shenanigans. We joke a ton about Sawyer picking dandelions instead of kicking the ball, and just quite a few other things.
That was most kids at our age, too, just picking at the grass.
I remember when you six, I would pretend I was a superhero, and I would get down on all fours, and I would try to hit you guys. And then you guys would be at the other end of the field, and I'd be like, oh, crap, I need to go to the other end. But do you remember what I tried to convince you happened in our last game?
What I can recall, I think you were trying to tell us about this little boy that was eating a muffin in the middle of our game or something like that.
Yup. Why do you did not believe this for one second?
Well, in the beginning I was thinking about it and I just couldn't remember it at all. And so I thought maybe you were just like messing with me or something, because I remember this day pretty vividly, even though it was so long ago. It was just probably such an important and funny and like good time in my memory, and so I just remember it so much.
So that's where I went wrong. Like, so doing a memory that was extremely present in your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you think that you have been affected by suggestion, and that things that haven't happened to you seem to kind of, I mean, you wouldn't really realize it, but knowing what you know, would you say that it's something that you've been affected by?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think everyone's probably been affected by this. Maybe, like you said, if it's more of an important kind of thing, people tend to remember it more. Such as, do you remember your birthday when you turned 12 or July 17th?
Exactly. And this memory you would consider to be pretty important.
Yes.
Just because it was like your first tournament that you won or whatever.
Yeah.
So, though Caden didn't believe my outrageous, and honestly, what I would consider to be a pretty unbelievable story, he agreed with me on the subject of how often our memories are manipulated. I had a pretty similar conversation with Cooper Banghart. Let's have a listen. I suggested some stuff to you in hopes of making it part of your active memory. Think of it as a sort of involuntary experiment.
Okay, that's alarming, but go on.
So, I don't know if I can maybe jog your memory, but I told you that at my 9th birthday party, I threw a plastic frisbee at Elijah Wilcox's face and gave him a bloody nose. Do you have any recollection of this moment?
Of the actual event?
Of the actual event or me suggesting it to you?
I definitely don't remember you suggesting it to me. And as for the actual event, I don't have a specific memory of it, but if you probably told me about it, like, in circumstances other than this, I probably would have believed you.
See, Cooper, this is an example of how things that people you trust or people that you spend a lot of time with say and suggest to you, I'm using the word suggest too much, affect how you remember certain events. Now, this relates to the case of Adnan Syed through Jay. Jay, as you know, was the man responsible for turning Adnan in. I like to use the analogy that he was the butcher to the lamb that is Adnan. Now, we have listened to this podcast, and it is very apparent that Jay knows absolutely nothing about the workings of this case. And furthermore, after listening to this episode in class, it's pretty clear that Adnan didn't kill Hay. Would you agree?
Yeah, I'd agree. There's a lot of evidence saying that he didn't do it.
Now, my theory at the moment is that the police didn't exactly tell Jay what to say, but through their interviews were suggesting things to him that he didn't really come up with on his own, saying, "So it's true that you helped Adnan bury the body, right?" And that's the first interview. But in the second interview, it's more along the lines of, "So you just watched Adnan bury the body and didn't take any part." You kind of recognize this throughout the podcast?
I've definitely seen. I imagine it wouldn't be too much of a stretch for Jay to take the things that the police are telling him and then turn it around and add it to his story.
Thank you. Yeah, so basically, I'm just seeing how something as broad as just taking things that you hear your friends saying can really affect the criminal case and the justice system as a whole. So thanks for coming out, Cooper. Really appreciate it.
Anytime. Happy to help.
So here's my theory. Take it or leave it. The police wanted so badly to convict Adnan that they sought out Jay and told him what to say. He basically hand-delivered Adnan to the police. Throughout the podcast, it's apparent that Jay knows nothing about anything. His story continues to change throughout, and he's clearly a liar. This is why this theory seems to work. There are definitely several schools of thought on this. Be sure to tell me if you think this is a possibility in the halls. And I won't see you next time, because this ain't a real podcast.